Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Siswa kelas 12 merasa khawatir dengan masa depan pelajarannya. Sementara para pendidik nasional masih belum sepakat dengan rencana sisa tahun ajaran. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Ilyas Bakala untuk SBS. Para siswa seperti Lachlan Huen, seorang siswa kelas 12 di Geelong College, merasa khawatir mengenai persiapan ujian akhirnya tanpa tanggal yang pasti.
It's looking fairly grim for me and no doubt for the rest of the Australian Year 12 students because quite frankly, it's looking like there's a lot of uncertainty around what's going to happen. And as a result of that, there's going to be a lot of anxious students. And I know myself that I'm pretty anxious about it.
Sementara siswa yang lain seperti Nick Surfakis, seorang siswa kelas 12 di Melbourne, yang berharap jalan keluar yang tidak memundurkan tanggal ujian dan juga adil bagi semua siswa dalam sistem pendidikan.
The ideal scenario is that we somehow find a solution to being able to teach online effectively at all schools, not just public or private or Catholic, but at all schools. And then we're able to only push back the time by the exams by a couple of weeks or something like that, rather than doing it after Christmas and the Christmas break and the summer break.
Sementara itu, Menteri Pendidikan Federal Dan Tehan mengatakan Commonwealth negara bagian dan teritori sepakat agar siswa kelas 12 akan menamatkan pendidikannya tahun ini. Kekhawatiran muncul mengenai kemampuan para siswa untuk menyelesaikan tahun terakhir mereka di tengah pandemi virus corona. Namun, Menteri Tehan menyusulkan agar setiap siswa kelas 12 akan mengakhiri tahun terakhirnya pada tahun 2020 dengan menggunakan ranking penerimaan pendidikan tinggi Australia atau yang lebih dikenal dengan sebutan ATAR. Ia menambahkan negara-negara bagian dan teritori akan menentukan proses pengujiannya sendiri, sementara Commonwealth akan bekerja sama dengan pihak universitas untuk menentukan ATAR yang akan diselesaikan.
There will be no year 13. There will be no mass repeating. Every student will get an ATAR certificate for 2020 so they can go to university, so they can go to vocational education, so they can go on to employment next year.
Premier Victorian Daniel Andrews mempertimbangkan untuk memperpanjang tahun akademik hingga tahun 2021 dengan alasan pandemi COVID-19 akan memberikan pengaruh buruk bagi hasil akhir mereka.
We've got 6 or 8 weeks at the end of the year that we can catch up, if you like, when school was scheduled to finish and when we get to that sort of Christmas holiday. We're in conversations with universities, with TAFE, we're talking to other states and territories and of course the Commonwealth.
Menteri Pendidikan Federal mengatakan meskipun ada banyak pilihan, namun hal itu bukanlah pilihan pertama.
That's an outlier option. That's in a very worst case scenario. That the hope is that we'll be able to get everyone through this year because we want all those year 12s to be able to realise their dreams of going to uni, going to a vocational education provider or going into employment like every year 12 has done for the last, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. So that is what we hope to set out.
Meskipun begitu, semua pilihan tersebut tidak menjawab pertanyaan yang ada di setiap benak siswa kelas 12, seperti yang dikemukakan oleh Lachlan Huen lagi, yaitu kapan ujian akan dilaksanakan.
Yeah, when exams are really going to be, like, are they going to be in December or are they going to be next year? So there's a lot of uncertainty around that, and it's just a lot of undue anxiety for the year 12s who are finishing their last year of school and who really should be able to be filled with certainty about what they're going to be doing for the next year or so.
Peter Hutton, yang merupakan direktur dan pendiri dari The Future School Alliance, menghimbau agar sistem ATAR dihapuskan bagi SSC tahun ini. Ia menganggap bersekolah dari rumah akibat virus corona akan mengakibatkan ketidaksetaraan pendidikan.
I know that a number of schools, they have so many students that don't have reliable internet that the maintenance people are dropping around physical packets of paper. It's pretty hard to engage long term, and particularly if students don't go back for basically the whole of term two, I just don't think it's going to be an equitable race. And so ATAR really does need to be taken off the table as an option.
Sementara para siswa seperti Lachlan Huen tidak menyukai ide memperpanjang masa persekolahan, nah walaupun ia tahu pilihan ini mungkin satu-satunya jalan keluar.
I think that has many Year 12 students quite scared, I would say. I think that's a terrifying aspect that Year 12 has to go longer than usual, I think, and that's kind of upsetting a few people, but I believe that if it's going to, in the long term, serve our Year 12 students better than cutting the year short, I think that if that's the best position that we're going to put ourselves in, then let's put ourselves in that position.
Hutton meminta para pemimpin untuk meyakinkan para siswa kelas 12 akan dapat berkuliah di universitas lokal. Meskipun hal ini berarti akan lebih banyak tempat di universitas akibat berkurangnya mahasiswa internasional.
Because of the large number of international students who normally are taking, who are studying at these universities, because of the financial situation, they're unlikely to be there next year. So there'll be ample room. And my belief is I'd rather have a young person doing some form of tertiary study than being unemployed.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Ilyas Bakala untuk SBS.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.